think I set out to be a powerful woman or actually get any awards, but I just think it happens to be a recognition of achieving a place in the sun as a woman in many professions which are otherwise traditionally dominated by the men.
Be the best you are as a woman.
The biggest challenge in my life was to be accepted as a professional for my work.
Every woman, I believe, can have an equal opportunity life.
So much talent in India, which is within our Indian women, that I know that it's waiting to be unleashed.
I think women in our country, and I can only speak for our country, over the last two decades have gone through an amazing phase of denying who they are to being extremely proud of who they are. And the first part of that is recognizing and accepting the fact that you're a woman.
The exposure levels which we went through versus others in that generation, my mother or any people, were very different. The value system was probably the same, but the upbringing style, the exposure levels, the accessibility to the world at large, today world is one.
My mother's generation was the first generation post-independent India. The social fabric did not encourage women to go out there and work. We were perhaps the first generation of women CEOs who have made a mark for themselves. And we've opened up the society to make attitudinal changes.
I grew up in an environment where I was entirely comfortable and had no itching under my skin of wanting to be superior to anybody. I just knew as a given that I was brought up in an environment where being a woman was not a disadvantage and being a woman was not an advantage. You simply had to do what you had to do as a person and excel.
Today's generation, young generation, the youth, I think encourage the fact that women use their minds constructively in whatever they do, you know, rather than doing what their mothers probably were doing. You know, so the situation's changed. The paradigm and even men have changed towards women. It's not only the women have moved ahead. I think the whole environment has changed so much.
I think I'm reasonably well balanced at home also, whether it's with my husband, whether it's the normal chores of a housewife at home, from ordering the khana to doing the hisab. I mean, those things still happen. You know, I mean, I still do that. So it's not that just because you're a CEO, you don't do all those things. All that is normal. I think it's how you take life, because, I mean, you do have only 24 hours in a day. And you can crib and say, okay, fine, I only work, and I don't get time. You need to take out time. And I feel quality time is more important than quantity-wise.
I've never been afraid to come crashing down if I had to. And it has only given me the opportunity to sort of go closer to everything I've always wanted to do.
I think I've always been a very good learner, and I still believe that I've just started and nothing significant has happened so far. And it's just the very, very small beginning. And I hope that I'm able to live up to the spirit of learning throughout my life.
The balance sheet doesn't recognize if you're a man or a woman CEO, believe me. Neither do the banks give you subsidized rates of interest for your borrowings if you're a man or a woman. Therefore, it's all about performance. It's all about performance.